Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. So we're here with Clive Lambert, who's director of Futures Tech, so with a technical view of the leading markets. How are you today, Clive?
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Zach. Yeah.
Okay, what's on your plate today?
Well, I thought I'd stick at home, and if you like, and talk about the UK markets on the basis of the autumn statement that we've got coming out, which may move things UK related. You never know.
Okay, well, what's the main contender then?
Well, the gilt market's been something that's been interesting me of late, and something that I've spent a fair bit of time talking about on the show. Gilts have had, as we know, I think, and all bond markets really, the developed bond markets have had a significant sell-off in recent weeks and months. We have now got to maybe a base for gilts, because 122.87 is holding firm, although we need to get through 124.40 to 124.60 to really say that some sort of base is in. If we can do that, then we can rally to 125.28. The 200-day moving average is above that at 125.42. And I've got another level at 126.17 on the gilts that could be, that's a Fibonacci target. If we were to see, if we can get above this 124.40 to 60 area. So it could be some relief around the corner for the beaten up bulls on gilts.
Okay, next contender?
Well, I think the FTSE is not a very interesting chart at the moment. Not quite sure what to make of it, in all honesty.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a mess. It's trying very hard to go higher, but it's not doing it with any considerable conviction, is it? But 6,800's been a level that's been bothering the market for a week or two now. We got above there yesterday, and we're starting to see some gains again today. So I'm wondering whether we may finally have overcome that hurdle and can have another go at 69.89, which is the high since the American elections, and then 70.93, which was the all-time high back from the beginning of October, when we posted that dark cloud cover formation that's so famous in the FTSE charts.
Right. Is it normally the case that if in doubt you go with the existing trend? So you sort of really want to give it the benefit of the doubt here on the bull side.
I am, but I also had a Fibonacci level at 66.80 and another at 68.800, and we were trading between those two for a fair while. And every time we were peaking above 6,800, we were falling over again. And yesterday, as I say, is the first time we've actually broken out of that range that we'd been stuck in. And so, yeah, and then you obviously open up the bigger picture charts, and you realise that in the States they're still buying the dips, and we're on all-time highs. So, that's the trend.
Okay. Any other markets that tickle your fancy?
I was going to look at cable as well, which has it's been messing me around a little bit. I thought 124.20 was going to hold yesterday, and it tried to do so. We got down to 123.80 actually, and then bounced. But we've gone below 123.80 today in early trade. I think. And the chart's suggesting that 123.30 is an important area. And if we can hold above there, I'd still want to give the bulls the benefit of the doubt and look for 128.40 as an upside level if and when we can see off 126.74, which probably doesn't bode so well. I think last time I was on, we were talking about you being able to retire with euro sterling going to parity, but that's
going to be working until I'm 90.
It looks that way, yeah. We've not really, but there is a ray of hope there. 85 even in euro sterling is an important support level, and we're holding that and posted something called a tweezer bottom in the last 2 days, which is a candlestick term.
But at this time, we don't really know whether it's just a bit of jiggery pokery ahead of the autumn statement, and then stopping out the shorts, stopping out the longs, and then the real direction comes through, or what? So
it looks a bit like sterling's doing that. Cable can be a very difficult pair to trade. I thought that I had I thought that the market had given us a fairly clear signal when we held 123.30 either side of the weekend, but then yesterday and today have come along to slap me back down and say, hang on a minute, this is cable you're talking about, don't get too carried away thinking you can call this one easily.
Okay. Well, I think that's a fair thing to bear in mind with cable. It is that sort of market. Any final markets for you, or is that your lot?
No, I think we'll call it a day there, if you like. Yeah,
Your trade of the day. What would be your trade of the day?
Trade of the day. I think that I do think we're going to see this continued recovery in the bond market. So a break buying. A break above 124.60 in the gilt, looking for 126.20.
Thank you very much, Clive Lambert, Director at Futures Techs.